dialogues. Gregory the Great. This volume is from the Christian Classic Collection published by BSB Publishing LLC. Copyright 2025 by BSB Publishing LLC. Gregory the Great. Gregory the Great, circa 540 to 604, also known as Pope Gregory I, was a towering leader whose humility and vision helped shape the heart of medieval Christianity. Born into a noble Roman family, Gregory served as prefect of Rome before renouncing worldly honors to become a monk. His longing for quiet prayer soon met the needs of a broken world. Amid plague, famine, and political chaos, he was called to lead the church, becoming pope in 50. As Pope Gregory the Great, he reformed the liturgy, strengthened missionary work, sending St. Augustine to convert England, and championed the care of the poor. His pastoral rule remains a timeless guide for spiritual leaders, teaching that true authority springs from service. His dialogues inspired generations with stories of holiness and divine providence, while the chant tradition, later called Gregorian chant, reflects his legacy of prayerful worship. Wise, compassionate, and profoundly practical, Gregory fused contemplation with action. He called himself Servus Servorum Dei, the servant of the servants of God, a title every pope still bears. Through his writings and reforms, Gregory the Great taught the world that holiness and leadership begin with love. Introduction. Gregory the Great's dialogues is pastoral fire in story form, short, vivid accounts meant to steady faith in troubled times. Framed as conversations with his deacon Peter, Gregory gathers the lives and miracles of holy men and women across Italy, showing that God's grace did not fade with the apostles, but still burns in monasteries, markets, and sick rooms. Here are healings and prophecies, rescues from danger, consolations for the dying, and the hidden heroism of humility, obedience, and charity. At the heart stands Book 2, The Beloved Life of Saint Benedict, where the rulemaker appears as a physician of souls and a sign that holiness is beautifully practical. Gregory's aim is never spectacle. Miracles are not curiosities but catechesis, signs that summon repentance, courage, and hope. He teaches spiritual discernment, the reality of unseen warfare, the mercy of prayer for the departed, and the quiet power of sacramental life. Read these pages as a school of confidence in God. Let the stories awaken desire, correct cynicism, and tutor your imagination to expect grace. By the end, you'll see what Gregory saw. Sanctity is possible now, and God is wonderfully near.